This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Pua Manuka here.
Morning.
Albert is here, Rod.
Kia ora.
Amanda's here, and
Hello.
So is Simon.
Kia tupato.
April Fools, a pinch and a punch for the rest of the month. This is April Fool's Day. And we're also approaching close to Easter, when Christ was crucified on the cross. We're celebrating Holy Week now. Jesus takes up the cross. Help me carry my burden. Jesus falls the second time. Give me perseverance in trials. Jesus is stripped of his garments. Teach me humility and dignity. Jesus is taken down from the cross. Comfort those who mourn. Jesus is laid in a tomb. Help me trust in you even when in darkness. So what does Easter mean to you guys? Is it just sort of eating Easter eggs?
I just pretty much want to comment off what you just said, Jack, about Easter. We knew all need to return to Jesus. I'm sad to say the latest buzzword that's going through the media at the moment is suicide protest. Please, bro, don't go there. Just fight whatever you got to fight for and be a freedom fighter, sad to say.
Yeah. Now,
I think Easter is the most important time, really. I mean, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And what people just aren't getting at the moment when they're getting at each other is that he died and so he could forgive us. Okay, he was a human God sacrifice for humanity. And when we don't forgive other people,
right,
then it makes it hard for God to forgive us after all he did. And he rose again.
Right, he conquered
rose
death.
Again.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What about the Easter Bunny?
And just I was just going to say that there's now chocolate kiwis out there, but at the same time that Christ that year, there were also 6,000 other people crucified at the same time as Christ.
Now, quaking storms and fires, birthing the wall of Samuels. This means that we're called to be priests, headship, believers, counterpart, bride of Christ, and the sons of rest, bringing in the reign of Christ and resting in Christ. But this week on TV, events against move-on orders,
Woo-hee.
Criminalizing people on the street, find better Woo-hee. Solution, build homes.
I sat with a homeless man yesterday and I said to him, do you think that businesses are going to impose the new move-on law? And he's like, nah, not on...
Yeah, well, they're protesting about it in Wellington and up in Auckland, and they want solutions. So this government has not provided us with solutions.
Yeah.
There's not enough homes out there.
Funny thing, I was just thinking about the move-on orders this morning, and I was thinking, I don't know what Christopher Luxon was thinking. It's kind of like covering something up as opposed to actively...
Jack, you know Victoria in the Park? That was the place they were played for the council elections. So
yep.
Everyone that's begging outside a shop, they can just go down to Victoria in the Park, and it's a place, the amphitheatre for anyone to have a talk.
Now, I visited 420 Anglesey Street, and where the Whare Korowai... gives help to those who are homeless, allows them to shower and provides food. A beautiful organisation. Now they're teaching them civics, rights and responsibilities. And I said, I'm proud of you because I've got this new badge on that says I care about social justice. I'm enrolled. And it's good to see on TV they're acknowledging the Maori role and saying, express your mana, be enrolled now. Because if you're not enrolled by August, you can't vote. It used to be able to give your vote at the last moment, but they're doing away with that now, aren't they? So people need to be enrolled. They need to wisen up. I'm even teaching young people about civics. So are you, everyone here enrolled? Are you enrolled, Simon?
Well, after talking to Albert, I'm a bit touch and go, you know. I just want to see something pop. Basically, I'm into protests. I'm into revival. I'm into a revolt. I just, when anything goes along those lines, I'm into it. Yeah. So I'm still at touch and go there, Jack.
Now, Posey Parker and the safety of women and children, Rainbow Group, infiltrating schools, teaching sexual positions, puberty blockers. Lawler, who walks, he walks like a woman and talks like a man. So I attended the Posey Parker protest up in Auckland, and there were about 1,000 gay people around, and I went up to them and I said, I'm a humanitarian. I'm all inclusive. Come on, Posey, give it to us. And then someone threw some tomato sauce and they kicked her out of the country. Yeah, this is shocking.
It's apparently
is this freedom of speech?
Jack,
even if you don't go along with it, you should still allow a person to express themselves.
Jack, the 1000 Rainbow, after they upended Posey Parker, down on another park was Brian Tamaki. So they thought they'd carry their 1,000-person protest down there. But the boys got off their motorbikes and upturned that 1,000. So it was quite an international affair.
Yeah, so groups like Speak Up for Women were banned from holding meetings in public venues. I believed then, as I believe now, that all people deserve dignity, safety, security, and autonomy. But there seemed to be no space left in New Zealand where people could calmly discuss whether rights might conflict and how to navigate them respectfully without it descending into name-calling and abuse.
The thing about Posey Parker, though, is she's kind of like a rage baiter. Do you know what a rage bait is?
Yeah, it's like she's baiting you. Not really. She was just standing up for woman.
I know.
Real woman, you know. It's her sexual identity.
I think she's truly and sincerely rage baiting, but it can come across that way.
You as a Christian, Albert, what do you think?
People.
Do you think there's an identity?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a Christian, but I am a believer.
Yeah.
But as far as freedom of speech, it's the way I look at it is government.
Yeah.
Government, they survive on chaos. And all they do is they administrate the chaos. And as long as you've got people with different views all having a say, you're running the house, you get to choose how the house is going to be fed. And so they're like sheep. Everybody goes into their pen and you can yell from your corner, yell at the other side, and nothing happens. And around and around it goes. So people, yeah, wake up. Good on you for having another think about voting, because what I'll say, in 12 months, if you break their curse of voting, you will receive a blessing and you'll know what to and how to apply everything that's a chaos within you. But for 12 months, you will have to hold it, and that shows spiritually that you are part of the Easter. But before I talk about the Easter, we should actually be talking about the Passover, because today is the Passover.
Yeah.
And the Passover is all about the blood on the door, which is those who break the law
now,
and causing chaos.
Now, Jerusalem Post were talking this morning about Trump being a hero and how this regime is a bit like the Antichrist, and how they are praying in Israel because some of the bombs that missiles are being fired into Israel are connecting, and people are suffering over there. But they talked about Operation Roaring Lion, and even Amanda heard it too. And I was impressed by the fact that Trump is being looked upon as a hero because he's delivering us from these antichrists. I like Muslims because I go to the Theosophical Society and I respect all religions, but I don't respect jihadism where they're blowing people up and are suicide bombers.
Jack, Albert talked about the chaos before, but in physics there's things called Brownian motion, and so it's the interface with the quantum physics, and
yep,
that's what keeps dust floating in the air, and you can see it when the light comes through. So Albert's actually talking about a sound physics principle. Anyway, Amanda, did you hear about that on the radio?
Yes, but I suffer from cognitive problems.
Yeah.
So my memory isn't very good, so I can hear something and forget it pretty much straight away, unless it really hits home.
So how do you get healed from that? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind?
It's not about the cure, all right, all the time. it's about like my journey with cognitive disease and Jesus being in there and healing me in those hard days. So it's only in history three people that have been cured from dementia. So, yeah, I just turn to Jesus a lot every day. You know?
Amen. Yeah. Now, I would like to talk about...
Hang on, Jack, I just believe that can be a blessing if you've got teenagers.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. The prince and the princely community, we're all called to be king priests. We are shepherd king priests, amber orange, guardian wise leaders. Now, when you looked at the idea of being a sheriff... Okay, it's not just a vigilante and dealing with governmental law, it's dealing with religion. Because at the time of William of Orange, they had a 30-year religious war and 8 million people died. And so when William of Orange took over and he brought sovereignty, parliamentarian sovereignty, he promoted independent courts, free press, religious voices challenging the state, civic institutions. So William of Orange, over in Holland, when they have their national anthem, they say, William of Norsa am I, of Germanic line, loyal to the fatherland. So he's father of the fatherland. I will remain until I die. A prince of Orange am I, free and unafraid. So he was promoting the idea of freedom of religion. That, but as a sheriff, he would be arresting Catholics who went too far and claimed, you know, they owned the land and everything and took full control. He was promoting freedom, justice, and liberty for all people. So I'm thinking, with doing citizens' arrests, should we be arresting ministers that are betraying the people and are treasonous?
Jack, 622 was when Islam started, and 1,000 years later, in 16, when William of Orange came and provided all those things. So basically what Trump's doing as the Orange Man is he's offering William of Orange to Iran at the present time.
And I saw him with an orange shirt. Perhaps he's listening to my show because I said, is
That's
he a
point.
Orange Man.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's not long. It's not long, but I have cognitive problems, so things aren't fast with me. So just bear with me, please, and have some patience.
Yep.
And I want to say to all those people out there that have family members with cognitive and dementia, how hard it is for them to see their loved ones fade away.
Yeah.
And how, you know, I hope that God is with them through that, you know, and how hard it is for the people as they change every day a little bit.
Yes.
And that Jesus is in it for me. So I'm lucky that I have a faith in Christ there.
Read out your prayer. Yep.
Dedicated to Bob Marley. Amen. Stir up the love. I think in these times, what we really need is peace, acts of kindness, courage, and a sense of community. And how do we get there? By believing that we and each other are worth taking those small steps towards human connection. Amen.
Thank you, Amanda. Now, I'm wearing the martyr's wreath here today as an overcomer in Christ, symbolizing the gold chrysolite Thomas celestial man. This is a mixture of tribes, because we're all spiritual Israelites with the Lord Jesus Christ, tribes of the apostles of the Lamb. So, ambassador functionaries, this is what the life mentor, the gold life mentor, is doing. Understands, duplicates, and promotes the different processes and ideals. Quicken new creation of Tillites, symbol the golden rose. Mediator transformers with gold hearts of gold. Have we all got hearts of gold here today? For the Lord Jesus. Self-sacrificial, indeed. Warrior princes, idealistic dreamers, free-spirited adventurers and inquisitive writers and scribes. And for the woman, because we have feminine apostles here too, angelic apostles, Miriam, oracle rulers expressing God-like radiance, having direct access to God, living out the ecclesia house. Yeah, so if William of Orange, he expressed not only governmental authority, but spiritual authority. And he was against certain religions usurping the power and the land and everything else. So he freed it up for the Protestants, and this is why the Irish.
My question to you, since you're a descendant of William Orange,
yes,
which one came first, the spiritual authority or the government authority?
The spiritual authority.
Well, then that's where what we should be talking about, everybody. Forget talking about governments, because if we're talking about Mr. Trump over there, where's the love thy neighbour?
So
it's about by your actions, but you will be judged. So like your prayer, your words to the people who are suffering, if we were all doing that and our government was doing that, we wouldn't be arresting people on the street. We wouldn't have locks on the doors.
So
that's the kingdom we got to build.
What are we going to do about if the vents against move on orders criminalizing people on the street? So if those people are not taught civics and they don't enroll for the Maori vote, they're going to end up in the same situations. There's going to be more poverty. There's going to be more homelessness. There's going to be more people getting violent. Unless we all work together to change this government, what's going to happen?
There's a lot of Māori out there who vote. There's a lot of Māori out there who own houses. But there's a lot of Māori who own houses but don't have a home. Now, when you say a home, that's different than a house. Yeah. So when you're talking to people on the street and you say talking about a home and a house are two different things. The way you live and have the love and the care and the sharing is the way that we need to build that
spiritual
and we need
transformation.
To finance that area, prove it. Get the people to prove their actions. We are not into voting media. We're into voting for people who can prove that they take care of the community.
Now, Rod, I want to bring you in on this topic here. People are being treasonous, selling off assets. And apparently Roger Douglas, he had he removed the treasonous law. Is that correct?
Yeah, back in with David Longley, that was one of the first things that they took out was the death penalty for treason. So treason still exists, but the punishment became a lot lighter.
So if we're talking about someone like the mayor selling off the infrastructure like Te Iwa, and even in the area of where people feel they can commit euthanasia, that is wrong because they're being treasonous by sacrificing, you know, taking their life.
Did we find out how much the infrastructure of the pipes was sold for? Is it 10 cents? Can we go down and buy it back for 10 cents, Jack, and then you
We need to make inquiries about that, because apparently there was a code of conduct dispute. Graham Reed made a disparaging comment about staff. He was honest with the Hamilton Rates Association. The mayor corrected him, and HRRA, they wanted forensic order done, like, you know, on all everything that they spend money on. There should be a forensic order done. And the Hamilton Rates Association, this happened on Saturday, they have responded to the mayor by saying, we will send notice saying we have open meetings where people are free to speak and not gagged. So where's my gag?
Well, Jack, it's been, what, 8 ordinary meetings now, and we still haven't had any public forums. We've been not been invited, so there's a real gate block there with regards to the public coming along and speaking to the council. So how the council, unless they listen to this show and it's on a podcast for the next 6 months, how the heck will the council know what if they're not listening to the ratepayers,
so
not
there
listening
be,
to us?
Should there be prosecution notices? And should they be held accountable in the sense they claim to be transparent, these councillors, but if they're selling us off to Iowa and to this corporation, and if the staff are holding us at ransom with the rates and everything else, and they're not being honest, and there's no forensic audit being done.
If you heard of a kickback from the water company that's got all the assets back to any one of the 14 councillors plus the mayor, you let me know, because that's definitely a private prosecution.
Yeah, well, what a gutless offload anyway. Oh, Iowa's got all responsibilities on them, so they, you know, so we don't have to face the responsibility. That's the way I saw it anyway.
So the councillors are not kept in the loop, fighting an information war, signing under or over everything to the Water Authority, Iwa. The councillors said they were transparent. You heard them, didn't they? They said, when I get in, I'm going to be honest.
Albert, tell us about the water.
Why are we giving away infrastructure
Amanda,
revenue?
Tell us about the water.
See?
Okay, I'm going to talk about
the
pumps.
Not for sale.
All right. And on the internet today, very interestingly, I saw these people straight away making cheaper pumps that you can use for gas. Okay, so this has just happened, this gas and power thing. How long ago? Not long. Already there's a solution to fix all your problems on the internet, as usual. Now, amen to that.
Now, he did, Tony, who ran the Hamilton Rates Association, brought up EMF. They're suffering from electrosensitivity and with their phones and everything else. And he talked about the World Health Organization and cell phone, what he called cancer. It can be a bit cancerous. But we wanted to know solutions, and one solution was to walk bare feet on the land. Do you do that from time to time? You know.
Well, Jack, I just think people choose to be in a city or walking along the Raglan Beach, and so they get a choice. If things are tough in the city and have to beg outside shops, they can walk along the beach.
But what about as a hippie hugging trees?
Yeah, we used to... man, Brent.
Is that some way of channeling the negative energy into you?
The microphone is dividing over to Amanda.
And also mindfulness.
Hugging trees. Well, I never used to, I did, you know, my 20 years and I was a bit of a hippie punk, hug trees now and again. But then I met Jack and he was always hugging the bloody tree wherever he went. Personally, I was a little bit embarrassed by the whole thing. Oh. But then, hang on, wait, this is the best bit. Okay, so then I started after a while through desperation and cognitive problems to hug trees. What a great thing to do.
Well, Jack mentioned hugging trees, so I hugged a tree down by his place, and if someone took a photo of it, it would have looked like I was humping a tree.
Oh, that's quite cool. Are we allowed to say that? According to the BSA.
So anyway,
is that
groups,
a no-no?
Well, groups, that's the tree of life.
It was actually a shrub. I was taller than it, but yes.
The shrub of life.
There was a baby between a tree and
no,
a tree.
The shrub was, you're talking about the burning bush.
Yeah. So coming back to this, groups like Speak Up for Women were banned from holding meetings at public venues when I went along to the Posey Parker protest. And I feel
how
that...
How many years ago was that, side note?
Probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
but I was mediating the whole thing, but I couldn't understand why the police had to take Posey Parker away and she had to be kicked out of the country.
It was in Albert Park.
Because she wasn't toxic. She was just an ordinary heterosexual woman and mother who wanted to talk. So if we allow gays their own freedom of choice and everything, why can't they allow heterosexual and real men and real women? Why can't they just accept people for who they are, you know?
But you're inclusive of everyone, Jack, and I think that's a good point.
Can I talk to that? Because she speaks hate and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's why you don't go to Auckland with a big rainbow community. What she learnt, that they bloody could have nearly killed her.
Look, the
they've
truth...
had so much trouble, okay, being gay and being transgender, you get so much trouble with that. Identity crisis and all that and what you go through, and you finally find yourself in it, and this woman comes along and says, you're not right. What did they expect? She was lucky she didn't get killed.
Now, I went along on Thursday evening to the Slam Dunk Poetry Evening, and I did this show was a mixture of light and shadow. I am an optimistic pessimist because life has a mixture of light and shadow. And Christmas with the dolphins, not food with the sharks. Swim with the dolphins, dance with the dolphins, sing with the dolphins now. And I talked about I'm a Branch Davidic figure doing the cosmic twirl. So I started doing twirl and it was like a natural high of Jesus.
For the 1,000th time on the show, I have no idea what you mean.
And Jack, I got dropped off by Profix, the garage just underneath. They're doing a wheel alignment on my car. So I need a ride down to Vinny's after this. And I'm just wondering, is it with number plates or without number plates?
Hey, ask this radicalist, because they don't have number plates, do they?
No, we had number plates. The police took them. And legally, the question you asked is, are they entitled to take them? Now, there's certain processes to to everything. So like when you're pulled up on the street, all it is really, if you want to know the law, learn the processes, because they break their own process based on your ignorance of the law.
Yeah. Now, I'm also a dancing somatic tragedian, releasing grief through the world. So this gets very expressive and alternative. They have about 14 people there. I feel like a stigmatist, a co-redeemer, suffering with my Lord. I do feel like, you know, now and again, a suffering martyr, you know, for Christ. And it's spiritual martyrdom, and that's why I wear the martyr's crown here from time to time. And also levitating, ascending with my Lord, drawn up by his cords. And this one really got me. Perichoresis, mutual indwelling, cosmic dance of love. You know, Shiva, I think that's in Hinduism, is destruction and renewal. But this is a living, flowing dance of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the deerfold dove. So I celebrate the new heavens and new earth by bringing in the reign of Christ and doing this cosmic dance.
Jack, with
fire, fire.
No
fire.
Way, man. That's the dance of death.
Yeah, so, but
okay, Jack, can I interrupt you?
We have to bring in the reign of Christ. We can't just say waiting for Jesus to go and float around on the cloud. It ain't going to happen. We need to get real, real,
Jack,
bring in the reign of Christ.
Can you just want to ask Albert a question, quick question, about Passover being today?
Yeah.
Now, I read just recently, I think it's in Passover, but I'm not sure exactly, where they do the two sacrifices of the goats.
Yeah.
They put all the sins on the back of one goat and sacrifice the other goat, and they let the other goat go with a red thing around its neck. Yep. And you're not allowed to touch that goat because it's carrying all the sins of humanity on it. Is that right?
Yeah. What do you know about Passover, Pentecost? And because I believe we're in tabernacles where we see the face of
Passover,
of the Lord,
that
his voice.
Clung to me is know that you've been taken to out of the city and away from that world to a new world.
Yeah.
The Passover is all about those who are saved, and because they are
the
not looking
Christ.
Back, they are not. Part of that, those laws, they've moved to the new world and not to go back there. So the way I look at Passover, that's the message. We should be looking in our own heart to find what is righteous, truthful, and loving, and move into that world. Yeah. Leave all the rest, leave all the conflict, everything else behind, and you'll see it manifested.
The death of Christ
here.
And his resurrection.
That's the challenge. They're trying to get you to be conflictive, and that way it keeps the chaos
now,
and everyone connected and going.
I have a question for you, Albert. Because with the gold supervisor, Tane Nui Arangi represents the corporate God-man and woman used as a transformational, inspirational model. Te Maringa Te Karaka, meaning the fragrance of heaven, represents the new Jerusalem of coloured living stones and star people. The temple is in the shape of the Southern Cross. Have you ever heard of Te Maringa? It's a Maori star temple. It's in Bennydale.
Well, I know about the when you're going down towards Bennydale, that's Manuariki.
Yeah.
But there's many other places to do with Te Maringa Kākara and many other tapu sites.
So the temple represents physical manifestation of a spiritual reality, dialogue with the Creator, equality in the eyes of God. The temple is dedicated to Ior Matua Kuri.
Yes, well, everyone's got their own Ior Matua Kuri. Everyone's their own temple.
How does the signing go? Solar system jurisdiction.
Belfast. Blessings, find your own
from
path.
The Orange Man.
And pray to your Creator, your beginning.
Okay, this
free
is
yourself.
From the Fringes. Thank you for listening to our show. Yes.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.